chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny. Loving you, Dr. Gina. Mind, body, and soul. Talk about what's on your heart. Be free, encouraging creatively. She does it all. Loving Dr. Gina. Dr. Gina's radio chat. Well, good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. You guys, this is just an awesome day. It's a fantastic day. I'm enjoying today. I'm so glad about where I am today, and I'm so glad that God is in the midst of all of that. I'll tell you all about that, but we got so much show today. We've got to get started. I first want to just say who all is going to be joining us, and this is going to be just a power-packed show, so you need to tell a friend, text them now, DM them now, inbox them now, whatever, email them, call them up, let them know they can go on Alexa and say Gina's Radio Chat, or they can go on Google and say BBS Radio station number one, and it'll tune us right in. Or you can download the BBS Radio app, and then you can go on to the show and go right into Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. So it's three different ways. Plus, you can always call in and get the give them the number, which is 712-775-6619. Again, 712-775-6619, and they can call in and listen right on into the show. And you can also plug it in to your cord and or sync it to your smart in your car. I don't know what it's called, but I know that I do it every day. You can sync it into your car where you can hear it with the sounds, and it could be booming and banging. And when you stop at a light, people can hear the show as well. That's what I want. And let them know it's Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. All right. Okay. So now let's go on with the weather, because we got so much show. First, oh, I'm sorry. I want to go ahead and say our guest is going to be today. We got blues legend Theotis Ely is going to be joining us. If you know blues, honey, then you know exactly who this is. He comes from a legacy of blues and entertainment, and we're going to be talking to him and seeing what all he's got going on. But trust and believe, he's booked. So if you don't know, Google him right now, Theotis Ely. But those that do, and you know that you got some friends and cousins and relatives as fans, you need to tell them that he's going to be on this show today right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Also, we have my author family member from Charisma, which is Charisma House. I'm so excited about that. His new book is called Courage to Be Healed, Finding Hope to Restore Your Soul. Oh my God, this is going to be so good. Dr. Mark Rutland is going to be joining us, and I'm so excited about that, because this is going to be good. Get all your prayer warrior friends. Let them know, all those faith walkers, those that are maybe struggling with some inner healing, physical healing, mental healing, dealing with some of that illnesses. You got to listen to this so we can find out all what revelation Dr. Mark Rutland has gotten. So Rutland has gotten. So I'm excited about that. And also we got Financial Five, which I'm so excited about that, with Jeffrey Hill. He's going to be joining us today and giving us some nuggets of some important information that can change our life. And then we got Gina T with the Trinity. My BFF is bringing the Trinity. We got the Trinity with Gina T. She's going to be joining us as well. So let's go right into what we have, which is the the weather, which is right now 80 degrees in D.C., and our high is going to be 94 degrees today. Sunny all day long. Detroit, you are 81 degrees right now, and you got some thunderstorms coming this afternoon around 2 o'clock all evening. That is going to be your high, is going to be 85 degrees, even with the thunderstorms. Jacksonville, Florida, you are 83 degrees. Your high is going to be 88 degrees. I'm sorry, partly sunny. London, you are 68 58 degrees right now. That's your high. You're going to wake up to 56 degrees. Los Angeles, you are 66 degrees. You got a high of sunny skies of 79 degrees. You got sunshine all week. That's good. Let's see. Going back to Augusta, Georgia, 84 degrees. Your high today is going to be 92. Augusta, I'll see you October the 12th at the iHeartRadio Family Fest. I'm so excited to be there. You guys, if you are anywhere near there, this is a place you got to be. You definitely don't want to miss that. Fayetteville, North Carolina, you are 89 degrees. 82 degrees right now. Your high is going to be 89. Let's see. Australia, South Australia, you're 58 degrees right now. Clear. You're going to wake up with clear skies. 53 is going to be what you wake up to, but you're going to end the have 90 degree weather. Kenya, you are showers right now. Thunder showers right now all the way throughout your evening. You're going to wake up with more thunderstorms, and please be prepared all this week. Tomorrow, you're going to wake up to 72 degrees. Your high tomorrow is going to be 85. Thunder showers, be prepared. Hawaii, you're 57 degrees. Your high is going to be 71 degrees. And you got showers coming. That's what I was looking at all week long. You're waking up to 57 degrees. Puerto Rico, you are 82 degrees, partly cloudy. And you got thunderstorms coming all the way throughout the evening, and you got thunderstorms all week as well. You are at your high at 82. You're going to be waking up to 70 degrees. All right. If I did not mention your state, city, nation, continent, country, I am just telling you that no matter what the weather is, no matter what you're going through, no matter what's happening in your life right now, or even those things that are going on around you, remember God is in control and he has the final saying. You know what else? He loves you and he gives us brand new mercies every day. So live in your right now and embrace your grace, your mercy, your unconditional love, and let him shower you with more wisdom and knowledge, and may he bless you today. All right, we're getting ready to take a commercial, a break with our sponsors, and then I'll be back with Ministerial Moment. We'll be right back. Have you ever prayed desperate prayers to God but have yet to hear an answer? Maybe you're about ready to give up. Maybe your friends or family are telling you to let it drop. Bestseller author John Eckhart has a different approach. Get more desperate. In his book, Desperate Prayers for Desperate Times, Eckhart invites you to a prayer life that sees results. He uses the story of Hannah as a model and walks you through the five key points of her prayer that resulted in breakthrough. Through biblical teaching and practical application, you can persevere in prayer no matter where you are in life, how bad things may look, or what situation you find yourself in. Check out Desperate Prayers for Desperate Times by John Eckhart, available online and where fine books are sold. Well, all right. So I am truly excited about today because, you know, this is the thing. I wanted to tell this testimony. I haven't had a chance. I've told it in other venues and things like that. But today is the day, it's 9/11. And 18 years ago, we know that tragic situation happened, not once, but twice, where the towers were knocked down and the Pentagon was affected by terrorist attacks. And so I've been listening to different radio stations, well, not so many, but one particular. And I love how they were able to share about what happened and what they were going through at that particular time. And so for me, I was living in Myrtle Beach and I was married to my son's father at the time. And so we weren't in New York. We wasn't in D.C. So we didn't get the feel of the situation. The atmosphere hadn't shifted so much in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. But I remember taking a nap and I remember waking up and seeing the towers, just the plane crash into the towers. And I can't even express my shock. Or my I don't even know what it was. I think I was a little traumatized because I had never seen, like many of us have never seen anything like that in our nation. So it was very, very challenging. And I was so concerned And my thoughts went immediately like to what the people were doing when that happened. Were they on the phone? Were they in the restroom? Were they, you know, just all kind of stuff was just going through my head. But I just, I grieved so. I grieved so. And I was so saddened by what I saw. And I couldn't believe that I woke up right at that. I mean, I hardly at that time ever watched the news. You know, my husband at the time always had CNN on. And I think I just happened to have it on. And it's just God ordained. It's a reason for what I'm saying. It was just God ordained for CNN to be on at that time and for me to be napping and wake up right to see that happen. It was quite, it shook me. And so needless to say, hours later, or, you know, I don't know, I ended up taking a nap and I remember having this dream that changed my life. It took some years, like a few years, but it still changed my life. I remember going to sleep after I saw that, after, you know, we talked about it and all this stuff. And then I was able to kind of fall asleep hours later. And I had a dream that our nation was, or the earth rather, had been attacked, and it was like nothing. It was desolate. It was nothing but it was dusty. It was dirty. It was ashy, you know, like things burning up and things like that. It was ashy. And all I remember, because I was not living right at that time, I was not living right at all. And I was doing everything. Anything you could think of, I was doing it. And I knew God. I had a relationship with him prior before that. I got saved when I was 16. I, you know, went through seasons where I was hungry for him and I thirsted for him and I went after him and he showed me himself and he spoke to me. And I mean, it was confirmations. I had this experience, but I didn't know how to stay there. I didn't know how to, I was still immature in that. But thank God for his mercy, you guys. And I'm telling you, when I went to sleep and I saw this in my dream, I saw like people like going somewhere. And I was like, don't leave me. I just remember, don't leave me. I was just saying, don't leave me. And behind me, it was people crawling like they were like in agony and suffering. And I was like, oh my God, don't leave me. Don't leave me. That's all I remember. I wanted to go forward. I wanted to go where the people was going. In my thoughts, I was thinking that they were going to be with the Father. And I just said, I want to go with you. I don't leave me. Don't leave me. And I woke up in a sweat. And literally I wrote it down. I tried to, you know, analyze it. And I mean, it was very clear, you know, but the fact of the matter is that I didn't know what to do with it. I didn't know how to do anything with this. So needless to say, God never quit on me. He dried things up. He drew me to him and I gave my life again to the Lord and to the Father, and the rest is history. And he just stayed with me. So I don't know. That's my story about how it affected me, and I don't know how it's affecting you. And I'm still praying for those that are affected still to this day, that are missing their loved ones, or you know, they are struggling maybe from sicknesses or whatever, from inhaling the fumes and all the things that they had to endure, and just the psyche of it all. I'm still praying for you, and I'm believing God for you to be totally healed. All right, so this has been a story moment. Just reflect on what life was like for you at that time, and even though you're going through something right now, nothing compares to what that is. And I know it seems like it may compare, and I don't want to belittle it or water it down. I know it's a lot. It's a struggle right now. People are going through things. They're thinking things. They're dealing with things, and it's really hard. But remember that God is still in control, okay? I just wanted to give you that word of wisdom and that I love you and you're not alone. I say this every Wednesday. You are not alone. We all are being strengthened in our faith right now, and God is doing, he's so faithful and doing things for us that if we just chill out, but I know it's hard, we'll see his hands in it all, because he works all things out for good for those that love him and that are called according to his purpose. All right. And remember this other thing, he will do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can imagine, think, desire, seen, heard about, felt like, saw it on TV. He can do beyond all of that. All right. He would do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think. Okay. All right, you guys, I love you. This has been Ministerial Moment, and we're just going to get right into it. We got Theotis Ely joining us. We got to listen to his song, and then we'll be right back with him to do this interview real quick. We're going to get it in, y'all. We'll be right back after the song. Listen. Joining us right now is Leotis Ely. Listen, this is a legend here. I'm so glad to have you joining us. This was Mississippi. So glad that you were able, Mississippi Delta. So glad that we were able to hear this. I know your fans are excited. How are you, Leotis?
Oh, I'm fine. How you doing, Dr. Jim?
I am fantastic. Listen, we are so glad to have a legend with legacy, legacy going on. Your family, the Ely brothers, got some history going on. You're booked constantly. Everybody wants to hear the blues. Tell us about this historical moment about the Ely brothers. Tell us about that.
I started playing when I was a child in Mississippi because my brothers before me, they was guitar players. I'm from a family of 11. It's five boys and six girls, and I'm the 10th one, the baby boy. So throughout my life, there's been a guitar in my family since I can remember. And so I just followed in my brother's footsteps, and I started playing. And my brother YZ's band when I was about 13 years old when I did my first gig with him. But I also used to go in and sit in with him when I was like 7, 8 years old. So
two years,
I went out and kept on playing, and I got a little popular, and I put out a record on my two brothers, YZ and David, we played. I got a call to do the Chicago Blues Festival, and they wanted me to play the Mississippi State. So I told them I'd bring my two brothers with me, and that's when the Ely Brothers were established.
I love that, and it seems like you guys are getting your acknowledgments and everything of all of the things that you've contributed in the music industry. You guys have a blend of traditional blues and modern funk and soul music. You guys have just done so much, and Mississippi truly does love you. I see how they have honored you guys and gave you like this this memorial thing, like this monument. It's like a plaque, but it's in a field of some sort. It's beautiful. God has truly been good to you, because like I said earlier, that you are booked. Your dates are, you got now you're going to be in Boutwell Auditorium and Abraham Woods, Birmingham, Alabama. You'll be there October the 4th. Then you'll be at Rome, Georgia at the Forum Arena October the 12th. So you guys, listen, if you listen, you know that he's booked. You better go ahead and get your tickets now. Check into where he's at so you can go ahead and watch him perform and do what he does and jam with him, because he's also got you're going to be in Florida on November the 23rd at Crestview. So this is going to – you got quite a lineup here. God has been opening doors for you continuously. Are you – how you feel about that? People still loving your work.
Oh, I feel real blessed to be still working. It's just a wonderful thing that after I did, you know, it's just great to know that people still
what else?
Still care about me, and I made enough noise where I could be on your show. So that really made things right.
I love it. Love it. So they can actually go on Facebook, Twitter, you're on YouTube, and you have www.theodisealy, spelled theodisealey.com. And is it the same, your name on Facebook? I think it is. On Instagram, it's the same. It's Theodis, at Theodis Ely. He's on Instagram. You guys go and check him out and follow him. Listen, he's got this longevity thing now. If nothing else, you want to be in the midst of all of that. Wouldn't you say, Gina G?
I sure would say longevity is short these days, but having longevity is so good. I want to hear about this statue.
Yeah, it's like a, what is it called, Theodis?
Well, you know, what happened, the state of Mississippi honored all blues musician out of Mississippi. They have what they call the blues trail. So, and every blues player that ever did anything, from Robert Johnson to B.B. King to Muddy Waters to anybody that have played the blues in Mississippi, They honor them in their hometown with you can look to go to bluestrail.com, and so it's just in our hometown they honored us with this plaque. We're part of the Mississippi Blues Trail, the Highway 61 Blues Trail,
and so
there's a plaque that they gave us to recognize the fact that out of Natchez, Mississippi, which is our hometown, that we're part of it. It's part of history, you know. It's historic.
Trail. It's a blessing to be acknowledged from your hometown. And I did say plaque, Gina, because it's a plaque, but it's standing up on like a it's standing up like it's like you know what I mean? Like it's not like a like you take it home. Like it's like in the ground on a thing. Not a stick,
wow.
But you know, like on a pole, like a stand, and it's there. Like the wind can't blow it down. You know, the weather ain't gonna blow. It's there, like it's there, and it's making such a statement.
It's part of Natchez tourism. You know, it's just there on the bluff, the Natchez bluff. So anybody that comes to Natchez as a tourist or something, they'll see it.
Oh, love it! We got to go to Mississippi to see it, Gina, don't we?
Yes, we do, honey. I love
Crickin' Letter.
In the city you go in Natchez, Mississippi, that's on Highway 61, they would have a blues trail. B.B. King have one, too.
Oh, wow. This is going to be a blues fest for us. Well, listen, it was so glad. Wonderful for you to join us. Absolutely fantastic, Theodis Ely. We appreciate you and everything that you have contributed to music and especially the blues and everything else. We love you and we look forward to seeing you stay booked. Keep being booked, because he booked all this year. Now, 2020, I'm sure you got booked too. So I'm excited about that. You guys follow him on at.
If you can't remember my name, you can always Google "Stand Up In It" because that's my number one hit record. It was on Billboard magazine. It was number one for. 5 weeks in a row. As a matter of fact, it knocked Beyonce off the R&B hip hop singer.
Ooh! Chart. No, you did knock off Beyonce. Yes, you did. Did you hear that, Gina?
Yes, Google "Stand Up In It." You'll find me. You don't have to remember my name. Just "Stand Up In It."
Stand Up In It.
I heard Beyonce.
Go on and knock Beyonce out. You know you're doing things. Look at God. I tell you. Theodis Ely, you guys.
That was in 2004.
Wow. Theotis Ely, you guys, Stand Up In It is what was the one that knocked Beyonce off her socks. Knocked her right on out the box. Go and check him out. We love you so much, Theotis. Please come back and tell us everything you got going on in 2020. You are welcome to come back. You are a family to Dr. Gina's radio chat, okay?
All right, Dr. Gina. God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you. Love you. All right. All right. We're going to take a commercial break, and then we got Dr. Mark going to be joining us. I'm so excited. Courage to be healed. We got to hear more about that. We'll be right back after these messages. Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Oh. Hey, this is Lenny Williams, and you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Woo, that was perfect. Lenny Williams and Theotis Ely, that was good, Doug. Look at Doug mixing and scratching over there, Gina G.
I think I'm mixing and scratching. DJ that was Doug perfect. Added to the list.
That was with the radio drops. Okay, so joining us now is Courage to be Healed by Dr. Mark Rutland. How are you? Dr. Mark?
Hello.
Hi there. How are you? I did not want to lose you. I'm telling you because we're excited about this book. How you doing?
Oh, I'm fine, and I was enjoying that interview with Theotis Ely. I'm a huge blues fan.
Are you? Look at that, Gina. That is awesome.
Until you've heard Little Walter play My Babe, you just haven't heard music.
Woo! Go ahead, God. Look at how you put this show together.
Showing out.
I love it. Well, listen, I want to talk. I'm so glad that you were able to listen in on that because it just kind of worked out like that you would come after him. And I'm so glad that you got to listen to that since you are a blues fan. That is really amazing. I'm excited about that. But I want to talk about this book because I'm so excited about this too, Dr. Mark. The author, you said the altar life begins at the altar, but it doesn't end there. This is not a quick fix book, nor is it a book that will tell you to faith away your pain. Woo, that's a statement right there. You know, I just want to say this because you're a Charisma House author. You know, we are family members. I'm also part of Charisma, so I'm excited about you coming on the show. How I am just like this faith away your I love that statement. I got to repeat it. This is not a quick fix book, nor is it a book that will tell you to faith away your pain. I felt that 14 years ago when I finally gave my life completely to God and just, you know, wasn't wavering anymore. And I knew that this is the life that I wanted and I needed him. I had to have him. And I just going through the walk, the journey, I knew that there was something to that in my spirit. But of course, you know, as you continue to walk, he continues to give you and pour into you. Can you elaborate on this statement alone, please?
Well, the challenge is that a lot of people will just ignore their pain or minimize the pain of others until it grows inside and it can abscess and flow out in all kinds of toxicity. Yesterday afternoon, a very well-known young pastor, 30 years old, a great writer, fine young man killed himself yesterday afternoon. It's all over the news. And only those of us who have struggled and fought with inner pain can understand what's happening there. But it doesn't have to happen. There is a way to find God's healing on the inside of us. And that's why I wrote the book. It took me 15 years to get to write this book.
Wow.
And huge research. And yet it's very readable. It's not a textbook. This is a book about how to face those things on the inside of us that are causing us to be toxic. You ever have somebody in your family that just... they're just at odds with everybody in the family all the time.
No, now.
And they walk in the room and they're just toxic people. Something is wrong on the inside. And if they will ever find the courage to face it, God can lead them through it and heal them.
I'm looking through the book and I'm telling you, I started reading it and it's so easy. It's definitely a book that I don't want to stop at all in reading this book. I want to read it all the way through, like on a flight or something like that, because it's very, very, it's easy reading and it's very, very relatable. And it's just very clear. I love when you talked about, right here, the toxin of unforgiveness. And then you got this like in a graph, like toxin, under toxin is unforgiveness and throne, justice, judgment, and therapy, grace, goal is mercy. Can you elaborate on that a little bit so people can understand that?
Yes, I believe there are basically all the things that can be wrong or in life, can be grouped into five basic toxic rivers. Shame, unforgiveness, rejection, condemnation, and fear.
I'm looking at it right now, yes.
Each of those five, you know how in the book of Ezekiel it talks about the river of life flows out from underneath the altar of life?
Yes.
I believe these poisonous rivers flow out from underneath thrones of death. And those thrones, the shame flows out of deception. You feel shame because you believe some kind of a lie. The little girl who is molested as a child, she believes the lie that this makes her filthy or nasty or that it's her fault or that all of those lies. So her shame flows out of that throne. Now, what's the therapy that tears that throne down? We know what it is. You shall know the truth and the truth makes you free. But that's still not enough. I don't just want to live my life getting therapy. What is the end goal? What does God want for me? He wants my life to be integrated, brought the whole thing brought in together. I don't have pieces that I hide under the floorboards. I can bring everything out, face everything, look at everything, and the truth sets me free of the deception. And when that deception is torn down, the toxic river of shame is gone. It dries up.
Wow. I'm telling you, I love this because this is like a person talking to their therapist, and they have just what each of them are saying. And then you got revelation and you got the chart, the graphic chart. I mean, this is just, it's very informative and very helpful. And I cannot agree with you even more, because I just believe that you have to face those issues. You have to, for you to get those healings. And I do believe that it takes some kind of counseling and along the way, because yeah. I think what happens is, from my experience, through the 17 years that I've been doing ministry, there's a lot of shame involved in condemnation. You know how you used to be, and you want to come over and you want to do the right thing. You want to see God, you know, the truth, and you want to deal with the truth. But then you have these issues where, you know, will anybody understand you? How can you explain that you're struggling with such, you know, thoughts or feelings, and why can't I let this thing go that may be a generational thing or maybe something you was tagged with along the way, and then it's manifesting in actions and thought process and emotions, and it could be toxic and it could affect relationships, and it can, you know what I'm saying, and it can be dwelling in your household. It can cause you to not see God's fullness of his blessings and etc. But I always believe that you have to deal with those deep-rooted situations and deal with them and be honest with yourself. it's like a confession first to yourself, because how can you talk to someone and half tell the truth, right? And God knows everything anyway. So isn't that the first step, is like you said, is just to, you know, I'm trying to, so everybody can relate to this, is just really just dealing with that, the true facts of where you are.
Yes, courage is, that's the reason for the title of the book, and that beautiful artwork that's on the cover is the man
it's
being
gorgeous.
Lowered through the rooftop. That man, everybody talks about the faith of his four friends lowering him through the rooftop into Jesus' presence. But listen, they could have dropped him. He might have been rejected. Everybody might have laughed at him. They had to have faith, but he had to have courage. And if we're going to allow ourselves to go back into our lives and look at these things and allow Jesus to enter in and set us free, yes, it takes faith, but faith is not the only variable. It also takes courage. And I, after 50 years of ministry and 50 years of doing counseling, I'm absolutely convinced that the people who are most likely to find inner healing are those who find the courage to see reality.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's truly where that healing is going to come from. Truly, truly, truly. Well, this was awesome. Please tell everybody. I love this. I'm so excited about finishing it. I just want to eat it up in one setting. I don't want to break away, because it is an easy read, and it looks, and it's very, and the letters are big, you guys, so it's easy to get. You want to get this, you want to get this in your spirit. And I really believe that after you read this, because it says confront and accept the painful realities from your past, deal with unanswered prayers and unmet expectations. That's where the struggle is with people right now, is that they didn't get their prayers answered and unmet expectations. And I'm so excited you're dealing with that. Let go of bitterness towards yourself, others, and God. That is so, so deep. People, I'm telling you, and especially in our church, you know, we're walking in it, and we will not admit that we are angry at God. We will not admit that he disappointed us. We will not admit that, Dr. Mark.
All bitterness and unforgiveness toward others is actually underneath bitterness and unforgiveness toward God. Because what we say is, if you were the good God everybody tells me you are, I wouldn't be going through this. At some point, we have to face our feelings, and we both find and receive and extend forgiveness, and healing begins to flow. I've written 18 books, Dr. Prince, and this book has sold more in the first 10 days than any of them, and more than several of them combined. And I'm convinced it's because people know they're struggling inside. They get saved, they're spirit-filled, they love the Lord, and they keep saying, I know all that, but something is wrong in here.
You better preach, Dr. Mark. Oh my gosh, this is perfect timing. Wow. Dr. Mark Rutland invites those who are hurting to be brave and step out and seek healing. This is a must get, you guys. Courage to be healed, finding hope to restore your soul. This is a must get. Please tell everybody, Dr. Mark, where they can follow you on your social media and everything, where they can purchase the book, all of that.
Good. You can get the book anywhere you buy Christian books, but you can also get it from me, drmarkrutland.com. Or you can go to globalservants.org, but it's on Charisma, which is your publisher as well, I know, and I hope that everyone will get it. What happens is people buy 8 or 10 of them. They buy one, they read it, then they think, my cousin needs to read this, my pastor needs to read this. And that's what's happening. That's why it's taking off like this. People, immediately they read it, they say, oh my God, I know 5 people that need this.
I love it. I love it. I love it. This is great. All right, Gina, did you hear all of that?
I got it all. I got it all. Believe me. Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you for dropping those gems on us this morning. I mean, it's truly needed. And like you said, people don't never want to talk about it. And it's something that's so desperately needed to just let it out. So, no, this was great. This is awesome.
Thank you.
What
Thank
I
you
also
very much.
Love
I,
is the format of how it's done, Dr. Mark, because you actually have this freedom of people understanding, yes, you can go seek counseling.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
this is. I love this mm-hmm. example of their dialogue together and everything, mm-hmm. and it's still, you know, involving God. It's still, it's bringing
right.
the practical and God together, but isn't everything still, if we involve God, everything is good with God, especially if it's going to help you get better. As a counselor yourself, I know you understand the how effective it could be when just people just feel that they can talk about something without being judged. They don't we don't
right.
know them, you know what I mean, and they can just share their deepest and what they can't share with anyone else. It's so helpful.
Yeah, it's one of the reasons I included the dialogue between the counselors and the patients, is because a lot of people are the mystery around counseling. What's it going to be like? What's it going to sound like? You know, is this going to be embarrassing to me? And I wanted to detoxify mm-hmm. all that. Let people see, just go in and talk to somebody. Get some help
yeah.
before it's too late.
You know what? I am in love with
wow.
you, Dr. Mark. I tell
yes.
you, you are the
just
coolest.
Great.
I just, isn't he just so cool?
Yes,
I mean,
energy,
like,
yeah.
I know, it's so, he got swag
wow.
and suave, and I love it. I love, and it's just so straight to the point. It's no sugarcoating it. It is just amazing. You are just a breath of fresh air, Dr. Mark. I'm so glad that you can join us. Dr. Mark Rutland is with us right now, and he's been with us, and you guys, listen, you got to go and follow him. Again, tell them your social media and where the books can be sold. I mean, where they are sold.
Yep, drmarkrutland.com or globalservants.org. You can go there. You can get these Christian books at any place you buy Christian books. It's taken off like a shot, and I hope that they will get it. They can also follow me on Twitter at Dr. Mark Rutland, and I hope that they will enjoy the book and all the books. I remember you and I talked about David the Great before, and that book is still selling, but this book has just exploded. It's just taken off. Courage to be
I
Healed.
Love it. I love it. And he loves blues, so I love it. I love it. All right, Gina's ready to write her book, so we're going to be encouraging her to start
yes.
writing her book. She just let me know that. I'm telling him so he can pray about it, Gina.
Okay, thank you. I was like, wait, I called back to you.
So we can put all of that into, you know, that prayer and that, you know, get that. See, that's what, when you want to do something, you stay connected to somebody
you
that, you know,
connected.
Especially if God brings them to your life, so you can glean
yeah.
off of them and their experience and everything and that anointing on them. Listen, you got to
yeah.
come back the next book and whatever else you got going on. You family,
yes, please.
You know that, Dr. Mark, you got to stay in touch with your blues loving self. Come on now.
Thank you. Thank you. I love you, ladies. You're always so
I love you. We love you too.
Right.
All right, listen, you guys, we're getting ready to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back with financial consultant giving us Financial Five, Jeffrey Hill. And then, you know, my girl's bringing Gina
you know
G with the Trinity. Gina G with the Trinity. I'm finished that when we get back. Can't hear the
okay.
whole thing until it's time. We'll be right back after these messages.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The keys against the enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things that's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Phyllis, and I'm here with you on Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Woo-hoo, Michelle. All right, Jeffrey here. What you got for us, Financial Five? How you doing?
Ladies, and gentlemen, listeners of all ages, this is Jeff Hill with the Financial Five, Hill Financial Group Incorporated, a wealth accumulation firm. Let me tell you, like, I'm glad I got plugged in a little bit earlier because the message that he just said resonated with me because it falls in line with what I was going to talk about. So there's a few things I kind of jotted down as he was talking, and it was about courage, right? Now, yeah. You can have courage in life, but let me ask you this question. How much courage do you have in your finances, right? Do you
That's
ever
a good
think
question.
About that? I mean, do you think about it? The Bible talks about that. Where your treasure is, your heart will be there also. So a lot of times we go through life and we say, you know what? Hey, we want this. We want God to bless us. But we have confusion in what our purpose is with our finances, right? So it was kind of interesting that he was talking about the bitterness towards God. Do you have bitterness toward God in your finances? Have you been praying for a blessing and you're like, God, man, I'm been trying to tithe and for some reason the blessing hasn't come? Well, a lot of times this stuff happens because you're not really being obedient. Yeah, paying tithe is one thing, but are you also letting your money just leak out in other places because you haven't created the discipline to not spend money that way? So one of the things I want to talk about is accountability in your finances, okay? There's a lot of books out there. There's a lot of programs. Two of the most popular is by a guy named Dave Ramsey, Financial Peace, Total Money Makeover, right? And the whole idea behind this is he creates a team environment to get around your finances, and team is a good acronym. Together, everyone achieves more. Now, some of you guys might not have the money to go hire a financial advisor or a consultant, and I get it, but you can spend $7 to $12 buying some of these books that's going to help raise your financial IQ. Because once you get courage and understand that you have the power to change your finances and God's going to bless you with the ability to do that, that's when things start to change. So a lot of times we'll make purchases at random without really thinking about it, without really consulting God, because it's like, all right, I work hard for this money. I deserve to go get XYZ. But what would happen if you prayed before you purchased? What would happen if you spent a little time to say, do I really need to go buy this new iPhone? iPhone 11 just dropped yesterday, and the cost of these phones nowadays are $2,000+, and we go sign up really, really quick for those, and we're just locking in long-term payments, or we're paying a substantial amount of money for it. Now, it's one thing if you have the means to do that. I'm not talking to you guys who are already financially independent, you know, your accounts are good and that kind of thing. I'm talking to the people who are consistently struggling with getting ahead financially, okay? So we're right now we're in the month of September. This year has blazed by fast. Now, around this time last year, especially as we get closer to the new year, we're typically doing plans. We're saying, all right, great, let me look at what I want in my finances. Let me kind of get some things in order, right? Order is the first law of the universe. God put everything in order before he started blessing it, right? So when you think about it, you said there were certain things you wanted to be able to do financially, but what was your habits, right? So first you have to get your thinking right. Then you have to put the action plan. And over time, that builds up habit. And then you just become a person who are really, really good with finances. Well, we're in that time of the year where you want to be thinking about your 2020 goals financially. Now, you're going to set the foundation over the next, 100 days or however many days are left in the year. You're going to be setting the foundation to give yourself a track to run on, okay? So if you can't hire a pro yet, that's cool. I get it. Not everybody has that much discretionary income to do so, but you can go pick up a book. You can hop on YouTube and listen to some of those audio books that have been created for free, okay? So when you say, I want to create this plan, literally create the blueprint for it. Pray about what you want in your finances. Write them down first. If you have the ability to seek counsel, whether that's a advisor or a pastor or a financially savvy friend, seek some counsel about the direction that you want to go in your finances. Then you have to take action. And one of the most important things to do in your finances is to review them regularly. Okay, don't just set it and forget it with some of these plans. I remember I had an annual review with one of my clients, and when we sat down, we designed her plan, and we gave her a $3,000 travel budget. Well, somewhere in the year, she decided to up that to $6,000, and we didn't talk about that. That means every plan that we put in place is going to be $3,000 short, okay? Nothing against that, but when I look at her finances now, it's 10 times worse than when we first started, because she wasn't being obedient with the plans that was put in place and put herself in a bad position. It happens, guys. It can happen to the best of us. But when that happens, you got to get bigger than your current situation, okay? Look at ways that you can start to bring in additional resources financially. Can you sell some stuff? Because a lot of times we just got junk laying around, their clothes laying around. When you sell their stuff, you create room and you show God, listen, I'm serious about this. I'm being obedient. I'm getting rid of the stuff that's holding me back. It's called the vacuum law of prosperity. You have to make room for the good stuff to come in. But again, a lot of times we're holding on to old baggage, and that's why we're still in the same place, because we're looking at everything in our past and we're trying to take our path to our future financially. So when you start to make those shifts, everything is going to change in your life. So I want you guys to have the courage to be healed from the financial burdens that you're in, but it starts by reading and equipping yourself with the knowledge and really taking accountability. I mean, everything he said applies to your finances, everything. You have to look within first to say, what have doing wrong with my finances? And if you don't check that kind of stuff, expect everything that you have right now, everything you have, the good, the bad, the ugly, okay? But only good things come from God. So when you make those shifts, great. I'm always available for you guys. My contact information is really easy. Text 33777, text advice to that, or you can find me on social media. Jeff, I mean, literally Google me. Top 100 in finance. You can go to Facebook, type in Hill Financial Group. You'll find my Facebook landing page. If you're on Instagram, HFG Inc. HFGINC, that stands for Hill Financial Group Incorporated. On Twitter, Jeff HFG, that's my name, Jeff HFG is Hill Financial Group. And again, reach out to me. My number is 501-291-0708. And if you call me and say, I heard you on Dr. Gina's radio chat, there will be no fee for you to call me. It's free. So you're going to get some free advice because you are a listener to this show.
All right, Jeffrey Hill with Financial Five. We love you so much. Get in touch with him. He's got everything you need to help you with your financial needs. All right, help you get out of debt. Okay, and save some money and build a legacy with finances. All right, Jeffrey Hill, thank you so much. We love you. Every time you come on, you give us nuggets. All right, thank you so much.
Thank you, ladies. Have a good one.
You too. All right, Gina G with the Trinity. Oh. Gina G with the Trinity. I say, what she say? She got the Trinity. I say, what she say? She got the Trinity. That's my BFF, Gina G. What you got, girl?
I got it. I just really honestly like to take a quick moment of silence. Today we are remembering 9/11, September 11th, the day 18 years ago today, that terrorists attacked America in a huge way. 3,000 people lost their lives this day 18 years ago. So I just want to do maybe a 20-second moment of silence for those that have lost their lives, law enforcement as well as the families. Thank you guys for being so patient with me. I mean, I just remember that day like it was yesterday. At work, I was working at the airport and that happened, and it was just a terrible situation. So I just definitely wanted to remember the families and those who lost their lives 18 years ago on 9/11. Whew, I'm going to let that pass. Now on to some good stuff. We have Michael Jordan, who has donated $1 million to the Bahama Relief. You guys know, if you've been on this planet, you know that on September the 2nd, Hurricane Dorian stood dormant in the ocean for 48 hours and beat up the Bahamas. And if you know the Bahamas, it's such a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful place where you can go for many, many family vacations. And they got hit really, really hard. So we just want to send out a good shout out to Michael Jordan as well as Tyler Perry, who has donated millions of dollars in his private jet to deliver supplies, as well as a gentleman who was inside of Costco's that spent over $50,000 on generators for the hurricane relief. I do apologize about the cut in the grass, people. This is live radio, okay? I also want to say the viral video that's going around of the two children. I don't know if you've seen it, Dr. Gina, but it's two little young boys. They're toddlers, and they meet each other. Well, they see each other, actually, and it's a black little boy and it's a white little boy, and they run to each other, and it is the most heartfelt video that you've probably seen in a long time. If you want to go on CNN on Instagram and check out the video, when I tell you it will warm your heart, it warms your heart. And that just lets you know right then and there that racism is a learned behavior. No one is born to hate. I mean, they're so cute, Gina, and they just run to each other with open arms, and it is just the cutest video. So please do yourself a favor and put a little love in your heart today and go check that video out. Also, these kids are doing it. I'm telling you guys, our youth is tearing it up out here in the streets. There's a little young man by the name of Jeremy Bell, 6 years old. He used all of his money that he raised to send relief to Bahamas for Hurricane Dorian. I mean, can you believe at 6 years old, even just have the thought, you know, to just spend your money on someone else? I just can't believe it. 6 years old, he was planning his trip for Disney World. He was saving his money. And when he found out that the hurricane and the people in the Bahamas, he gave it all away. And of course, Disney, being as great as they are, surprised him at home yesterday with a trip to Disney World. So we just want to give a shout out to Disney as well for always being there, because, you know, Disney is just, for them to be such a big company, they do give away a lot. I mean, there's, you know, there's one that do the Make-A-Wish Foundation, and there's just so many things that Disney does, and for them to take care of this little boy is just amazing. It is amazing, amazing. Now, some good news to all of my folks that use marijuana on a record, recreational? Is that how you say it? Recreational benefits? I just want y'all to know that New York State is clearing marijuana convictions for over 100,000 people that have been incarcerated for marijuana. I guess they've had, like, possession of marijuana. If you've had less than 2 ounces of marijuana and you've been arrested and you have a record, or you may still be in jail, they are releasing you. So come on now. Come on now. Hey, 150,000 people. That's a lot of people, Dr. Gina.
All right.
That's a lot of people to be, be arrested, you know, for a very, very small amount of marijuana. So the New York State is now releasing all of them and clearing up their records. So that, I mean, that's a good thing. So I just want to, you know, encourage people that it's coming. Your state is, don't believe me, your state is working on it. And marijuana is so much better than vaping, people. You need to let your teen know that this vaping is not cool at all. My son told me that there was a girl in his class that tried to get him to vape. Now, listen to what I said. I said, in class, that was trying to get him to vape in class. Vaping is horrible, people. Over 450 lung disease cases since this whole vaping thing has been cool has now taken effect. You guys, it's not healthy. You don't even know what chemicals that you're inhaling into your lungs. It has formaldehyde, which is the stuff that is to preserve dead bodies. I mean, you guys, talk to your children, talk to their friends, whoever you see vaping, just give them the health benefits, because it's not a good thing at all. And to me, it don't look cool. When I see a grown man with this little vape thing, I'm looking like, excuse me, all that smoke, and I'm like, if you don't get this little bubblegum strawberry smell out of my face, you don't
and
even look
this
cool.
Big old,
you
know, thing they carrying in their hand. It's
yes,
just like, what is that?
It looks like a VCR. Look, it ain't that big. But I'm just gonna say it's a VCR because I don't want folks to use it.
I got one for you, like the old phones, the block phones that first came out in
the
80s.
Oh my
gosh! That's what it looked like.
Yes, y'all got the big New Jack City phones. And you're not looking cool. So I want to just send a message to anyone that is vaping right now. Let it go, people. We do not know what is inside of this cartridge that they're selling us. Like I said, formaldehyde is just one of the many dangerous things.
And I want to help the people. Good facts, Gina G. And I want to help the people because we're getting ready to close out. I want to help the people that's in the church because they're, you know, marijuana has always had, you know, a reputation and everything, but it's doing so much help with the people with cancer and leukemia and CBD and the CBD for anxiety and things like that.
There's it is
from the earth. I know that recreationally, you know, people have abused it, and it has, you know, some people have, you know, they say it led to this and that, but when you sick and ain't nothing else working and you done prayed,
Gina, there was a family girl,
smoke a joint, you might want to take a gummy or eat some drink it. I think you can drink it now.
They have the water, they have infused water.
They got them in chips, they got them in dips, they got
Yep.
They got.
Yeah, I mean, there was a family.
This is a lifestyle for people that are struggling with this illness, you guys, and we cannot frown upon something that is actually naturally helping these people.
Thank
and
you.
I believe that the government is doing a great job with regulating things, because half of these places you don't even know where they are, you know, unless you do have a prescription or something like that.
Yeah, but I mean, there's a family of a young girl who suffering from seizures, and they literally picked up, left their jobs, picked up and moved to Colorado just so that they were legally able to give this. They had the oil, and they would just give her a drop on her under her tongue. And this young lady has not had a seizure, an outbreak, or anything. So, of course, people abuse things, okay? You know, when you think of marijuana, you think of rap music and all this stuff. But I'm telling you, people, please do your research. Just do your research.
She's right. We'll talk more about it. Maybe we'll pick this up next week.
Yeah,
but
we'll
gotta go, guys. Live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. We loving you, Doug. Thank you for your patience. Everybody was great. We loving you. Until next time on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat and Gina G. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.